Ahmed Beis. But before we start that Gemara, I'd like to elaborate on one Nekuda we had mentioned on Daf Lamed Pesam and Aleph. You then mentioned how Moshe Zecheinu Levroch is Mavaya, the difference between Bishul Bechama, or the Bishul Be'oyer, the Lav Ein Derech Bishuloi Bekach. There's a Gemara in Psochim Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. The Gemara in Psochim says as follows. Omar Rav Chisda, HaMevashel Bechamei Tverye, if someone cooks something Bechamei Tverye, which is Tildei Sa'oyer, B'Shabes Potter, Pesach Shebishloi Bechamei Tverye Chayev. But if a person cooked a korban Pesach Bechamei Tverye, and there's a lav of Boshel Mevushel, Yechayev. So according to Rav Moshe, we understand this very good. Shabbos is totally, we learn that from Meleches HaMishkan. So using the fuel of Chama, that's not Derech Bishul. But when it comes to the Iser of a Boshel Mevushel, it's cooked. But the Gemara is not satisfied with this halacha. The Gemara asks, Maishna b'Shabbos deloy, the Teudais eish be'inan veleke. Why by Shabbos are you potter? Because Bishul is only b'Teudais eish. Pesach nami lav Teudais eishu. So he should also be potter. It's lav Teudais eish. So we have to understand what's the Gemara's kasha. So the Beis Meir on Psochim, the Chiddushi Beis Meir on Psochim, and the Eglei Tal both ask the kasha. What's the kasha? Shabbos you need dum yedum leches hamishkan, so memele, so therefore you need toldei seish. Korban Pesach, it's cooked. What's the problem? So the Eglei Tal on Daf Kuf Chof Tes, Ois Mem Dalet, Ois Aleph and Dalet, says as follows. And he clarifies the inyan very well. He says there's a difference in the davar hanisbashel, in the thing that is cooked. But if it was cooked with eish, or if it was cooked al yidei chama, the end result is there's a difference. The Mi'ul Shmuel in Psochim also says the af. The chamei tverye merachei chabosol. If you cook something in chamei tverye, it is soft. V'roi lachile, it's edible. Ein ze tam shel bishul. But it's not cooked. This is not called cooking. That means, and the Eglei Tal speaks out clearly, the chesorin is not in the meloche. Not ein derech bishul bekach, one doesn't cook like this. Like we mentioned, there's a person will be kosev with the left hand, or it is not the oifen of the asiyas hamaloche. Ein derech bishul bekach, what Rashi says, and that's in the vav of Rashi, ein derech bishuloi bekach, is speaking about the dover hanis bashel. This thing is not cooked. It is not cooked. And Meiridik is a Taisvis in Psochim, Daf Chov Dalad Omid Beis, and Taisvis says, Hikpo es hachelev bechamo, if a person melted fats through the rays of the sun, chayhu, it is raw, it is not cooked. The Rabbeinu David in Psochim and this Gemara also, says, Mevushel Bechamei Tverye, Dinoi Kechai. It is not cooked, that is pshat. The Gemara understood, Ein Derech Bishuloi Bekach, that means something, there's a chemical change that occurs when something is cooked with Chamei Tverye, but that is not called cooked. But the Torah means cooking is something else. The Ma'adim Mizmanim and Chaylik Zayin Simin Reish Yud also says the same Yisod, that the Chesoron is in the Dover Han is Bashel. So according to this, so Mamela, we understand the Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara says, if Chameit Verye, if it is Teldei Sachama, you're not Mechuyev Alts Mevashel. If it's the Mechalfe Yapischa de Gehenim, you are Mechuyev Alts Mevashel. It's the same Chamim. So yes, why is it called Derech Bishel, is not called Derech Bishel? Yezicher, we have to know what's going to happen to the food that is cooked. If it's the Chalfe Yapischa de Gehenim, it's going to get cooked. If it's not Chalfe Yapischa de Gehenim, even though perhaps we don't have the right taste buds that can differentiate between Yeshvach Eish B'machol and Yeshvach Chama B'machol, but there is a Yesaidistik Yechilik. So according to this, if a person will cook with a microwave, he will not be chayiv skila and Shabbos, because bishul is only derech teildei sa'esh, not through other drachim. Now let us continue the Gemara. Omar Rav Chisda, mimaise she'osu anshei Tverye, Va'oschi luhu rabbonon, botlo hatmono bedovo hamoisiv hevel, va'afilu miboid yoy. Now, we had two explanations why Rabbi Yossi is voide by that the loyat midenu b'choil u'ba'ovot drochem. One pshat is Rabbi Yossi held that gzeira shema yat minenu beremetz. That is an iser that one won't differentiate, and one will think it is permissible to cook al yedei hatmone. That was one mahalach. That was Rabbi's mahalach. Gzeira shema yat min beremetz. And Rabbi Yosef had a different mahalach mibnei shemezis ofo mim koimoy. And the Gemara says that this halacha, that Chazal assert the Maisa of Anshei Tverye, so the Gemara says as follows, if Rabbi Yossi holds that it is also lahatmin b'choil u'ba'ovok drachim, als the din hatmone, they assert that this is also als hatmone, and all hatmone is also, so mamela we understand the Maisa of Anshei Tverye, it's also a hatmone. But if you say the time of Rabbi Yossi is Shema Yozi's offer, Shemez's offer, so what is Pshat in the Mais of an Anshei Tverye? So the Gemara says Anshei Tverye is a different Inyan Agansen. If there was an Inyan of Bishul involved, was there an Inyan of Bishul? Wasn't there an Inyan of Bishul? The Chachamim wanted to prove that there's a Bishul betel des Chama, and Rabbi Yossi said no, that Chamei Tverye is tel des Seish. So I'll call upon him. To come to conclusions, if there's a din ein matminim, if there's not a din of ein matminim, this is totally in the machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. He says, according to Rabbi, that the iser of ein matminim b'chayil above the drachim is a iser atmonim, and that is also the iser of the mice of the Anshei Tverye, so then, the Gemara can derive Hilchis Hatmone from this halacha. If we learn that there was an Isser Bishul, could be Bechlal, it has no Shaychis at all with Dinei Hatmone. We had learned in Taisvis had a few Pshotim, if the Mais of Anshei Tverye was that the water ran into the Chamei Tverye, or the water in the pipe was heated from Chamei Tverye, this could also very well be totally in the machloikis of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, how you learn Pshat, in the Mais of Anshei Tverye. But I think Rav Chisda is learning Lefidatei Shel Rabbi, that this is one yesod of Ein Matminim, Ein Toinim, So Mamele said me Maise Shaosu Anshe Tverye Vaoshe Luhurabonon Botla Hatmone Bedovar Hamoisev Hevel Vafilu Mi Baoidyoy. So the whole Inyan, after Chazal Aselt, the Inyan of the Anshe Tverye, so the whole Inyan of Atmone Bedovar Hamoisev Hevel became Botla. Rasi Rashi, Botla Hatmono, Nesro Hatmono Bedova Hamoisiv Hevel, Doma Beoid Homi Boid Yoim Nosnu Sham Hasiloim, the pipe was put me Boid Yoim, Umibnei Shatsoinim Mischamimim Bekach, and the Tsoinim becomes Mischamim, Baaf Ogav the Memele, even though it's a double Memele, that is also Osa. So we see there's an Issa, to be matmin bedover hamoisiv hevel afilumi ba'idyon. Let us see Tosfos. Mi maise sha'osu anshe tverye va'osvolem botlo hatmone mi ba'idyon bedover hamoisiv hevel. Ve'im taima. So Tosfos asks, mat zorich lemelech mi maise da anshe tverye. Why did Rav Chisda have to say, from this maise, the whole inyan of atmone bedova hamoisev hevel became bottle. Hamas nisin he. The ain toimnim bedova hamoisev hevel. The perik bamer toimnim. It's enough in the Mishnah. One is not permitted to be matmin bedova hamoisev hevel. Umibo'oid yoim airi. And that Mishnah is all speaking about miboid yoim. The Mishach HaSheicha, because when it's Shabbos already, Afilu bidovo she'enei moisiv hevel osa. Kidamrinen beperik beis. That we had learned in Bamem Adlikim. That one is not permitted to be matmin even in the dovo she'enei moisiv hevel in Shabbos. Only ben Hashmoshes is muta, but Shabbos is osa. So the Mishnah that differentiates between dovo ha'moisiv hevel and dovo she'enei moisiv hevel akocha speaking about me ba'id yayin. So we see from the Anof and the Mishnah that Atmone Bedover Hamaisev Hevel is also Miboidya. The Oimeri, so the Ri says no, without this Maise one could make a mistake. I could think the Masnisin de Lakamon Ikelu Ukmi Bebein Hashmoshes. I could think that the Mishnah is speaking about Bein Hashmoshes. Avo Miboidyoim Hava Amine de Shori. The Mishnah says, Ein Toimnim. So it could be speaking about Bein Hashmoshes, and that's the chilik. Adavo she'enei moisiv hevel, we learned to Bamem Adlikin, one is mutter to be matmin Bein Hashmoshes. Now, Adavo ha'moisiv hevel, that is also to be matmin Bein Hashmoshes. But me bo'oid yoim, that is also mutter. So therefore, Abchizdeh to bring a raya from the Anshei Tverye, that the Chachamim asa there hatmona, which was me bo'oid yoim, that Atmani Mibai Yoim is also awesome. In Taima, so Taisus does not want to buy this Teretz. Let's look in the Mishnah. Oktani, the Mishnah says, Taimnim Begizei Tzemer, from the Dvorim, She'eino Meisif in Hevel, is Gizei Tzemer. Tzemer is not Meisif Hevel. It will make that the Hevel won't go out, it will insulate the machel, but it's not Moisef Hevel. So the Mishnah says, Taimnim Begizei Tzemer, one is permitted to be Taimnim Begizei Tzemer, Ve'ein Metaltal in Oysam. But later, the Mishnah means that later when you're going to take out the Kedere from the Tzemer that it is wrapped up with, you have to make sure not to be Metaltal the Tzemer, because it's Mukze. So Taisvis asks, if the Mishnah is speaking about Bein Hashmoshes, Eich Toimnim Bohem, so how could you cover it up? But also, Letaltalon, one is not permitted to be Metaltal. He says, the Mishnah explains how it is Shayach to take it out without being Metaltal, the Gizei Tzema. But to be Matman it seems as if you have to be Metaltal, the Gizei Tzema. So if it is speaking about Bein Hashmoshes, how is one permitted to be matmin bein hashmoshes begizei tzemer, which is mukze? V'yesh loyma, v'havem mukminon kerebi. Still no proof. I would that sign the Mishnah according to Rebbe. The Omar called Dover Shehu Mishum Shvus by Gozru Olav Meinash Moshes. That Rebbe holds that a Shvus is Mutta Meinash Moshes. So Mamela, I would think, even though there is an Isser Tiltul Muktz involved, since Tiltul Muktz is an Isser Shvus, so it is Mutta Meinash Moshes. Vim Taima, so Taisu says, so what are you telling me? The Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. So if you're telling me that mi ba'oid yoim is muta lahatmin, afilu b'davar ha'moisif hevel. So bein ha'shmoshes nami shori d'chol davar shum mishum shvus le'gosru bein ha'shmoshes. So m'manavshech. So you say to yourself, minei yibay. Since Atman is only an Isser Shvus, and the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, that an Isser Shvus is Muta Bein HaShmoshes, so Memela, so why aren't you allowed to be Taimim Bein HaShmoshes? What's the Chaymer of Bein HaShmoshes? V'yishloimar d'hav amina b'hatman hechmiru. I would think, even though a Shvus is Muta Bein HaShmoshes, but b'hatman hechmiru. Atman they were machmir. Taisvis was did not explain what's the chaymer of Atmane and all other shvusim. And then by some way you have to understand something else. The Gemara said in Bamem Adlikin, why is one not matmin bedover hamoisiv hevel miboid yoim? So the Gemara says, "Gzeire Shema Yatmin Beremitz." So we'll be matmin b'dovah meisav hevel, we'll be matmin in coals. Frag the Gemara v'yatmin. So what's let him be matmin? What's wrong? So the Gemara says, "Gzeire Shema Yichata b'gicholam." If it's it will be mutmin in ashes and there'll be coals there, he might be mechata. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara is Shabbos. He's matmin liba'oyim. He's matmin 2 hours before Shabbos. Why did Chazal Aser Hatmone mi boidoy? Shema Yechat. When will be Mechat? Will be Mechat later. It's Shabbos already and he sees it's not too hot, so he'll be Mechat. That is why they Aser. So the Etzim Davin Doch Vashtein Samazay Taisvis. Taisvis wants to say Hatmone is Mutter. Hatmone mi boidoy, 2 hours before Shabbos, it's Mutter. So we're not Chayish of Shema Yechat. If you Chayish of Shema Yechat in Shabbos, So why should 2 hours be mutter? It's also. So why is it also by Nashmoshes? What is the difference between a dover ha-moisif hevel and a dover not-moisif hevel? The whole chesor in Moshem o-yichate, in ha-kochechei yinat chayish. So I think Tosfos learned pshat that the iser of Shem o-yichate is davke b'shas hatmonet. They weren't chayish later will be mechate. Then it would be Mechayish, later it would be Mechata, so then it would be Osa to Lemiboy Yoim, and that's Takalifi Yemes, where it is Osa Miboy Yoim. But the way we are learning now, without the mice of Anshei Tverye, they answered Hatmone Bedover HaMoisev Hevel, because he might now, with the Hatmone, he's all to be Mechata. And that's why Ben Hashmoshis is more Chomo than Miboy Yoim. But for later they weren't Chayish. So it could be that is pshat in Taisvis. So Taisvis means like this. Other shvusim, the chash was, let's say, there's a shvus to be mafresh maisres bein hashmoshes. So mafresh maisres is not a dover ha'osa. But there was a gzeire, if you'll be misakin maisres, you might come to do other things. But Be'etzim, in this pula, there was no chash, he might now be Mechalel Shabbos. He might come and learn from this. So Bein HaShmoshes, they weren't Goyzer. Since Be'etzim, it's only Sofik Shabbos, they weren't Goyzer, this Gzeire, if he'll be permitted to be Mafresh Maises, he might do another pula of Tikkun Mone. Since it is only Sofik Shabbos. The Gzeire was only made in Shabbos alone. But could be Hatmone, the chash is Bishas Hatmone, he might be Mechate. So could be this, therefore this shvus is more chomo than all other shvusim. That's why they asked the filu bein hashmoshes. The Rav Shmuel mivardin meforish. So Taisus wants to say, Hastus, that that Eistis, without the Maise of Anshei Tveria, I would learn a false pshat in the Mishnah of Ein Taim Nebedovar HaMaise of Hebel. Rav Shmuel Meverdin Meforesh Mi Maise Anshei Tveria Botla Hatmone the Osar Afilu Lechel Kidiktoni Vaasurim Bishtir. I saw one of the Meforeshim says a very interesting pshat in Tosfos. We had mentioned in the, when we're learning the halachas of Hilchas Shehiyah, so the Rosh says that Lamaisa we have to paskin like Chananya because Yidin are Oduk and Oynik Shabbos and they won't listen to our Saivasai. So Mimele, we have to find Kulas. So Mimele, that's why he paskins like Chananya. That if it's this Vashal Kamachal Ben Drosoy, it's Mutter to make Shia. So one of the Mephoshim says like this. They knew the Mishnah. They knew the Mishnah at Minim Bedover HaMoisef El Abba. But what's with Einik Shabbos? No. I'll take this Gehenna on myself. Even the Mishnah did not dissuade them. There's a lot of things you're not allowed to do. I saw a Meredike Meise. Someone once went over to Friedrich Vishnitz Rebbe. And he said there used to be a Minig that the 3 weeks that people used to get together and used to say Tikkun Chatzos in the middle of the day. They used to close the shops and go to the shul and say Tikkun Chatzos. Why don't the Hasidim do this? So the Vishnitz Rebbe said, this is the only taina you have on Hasidim and Tikkun Chatzos. There's other things also. There's other inyanim which we do not follow the letter of the law. So Al Koponim is as I Al Tienim Mishneh. The Mishneh they taim them, but it wasn't too successful. Oh, but now that this Mishnah says it's also Bachile, oh, so that's what the Gemara says. Now you can't eat it. So that's what Rav Chisda says. Mimaisa she'osu anshei Tveria ba'osu rabbonin, they asked it Bachile. Now, so it's also Bachile, then it's Botla hatmon bedover ha'maisa hevel. Then it became Botla. Before then, as the Isser alone, that's pshat in the Rav Shmuel Miverdin. Rav Yoina Meforesh Botlo Afilu Bikdeira Chayse. Einu de Koma Botlo Mashme Legamri Mikoldo. Rav Yoina says Pshat that in Shehiye there are halachas. For example, halacha we paskin that even though one is not permitted to be Masha and Akire, that's not grufa ktume, something that's not nisbashel legamri, according to the Chachamim. But if it's a kedeira chayse, if it's completely raw, he puts it right before Shabbos, so memele, a one is permitted to put a raw object al ha'esh right before Shabbos, even though it is not cooked at all. Now, that is a halacha that applies by Shehiyah. By Hatmone, so the Rabbeinu says that by Hatmone, Afilu Akdeire Chayse is also. And that is the raya from the Anshei Tveria. The Anshei Tveria, we see that they asked the Afilu water that was Tzayna Legamri, is also also Bahatmone. So we see Hatmone is more chamor than Shehiyah. That even though Shehiyah is mutter b'kdeire chayse, but Hatmone is also. And that's Botlo legamri mikoldova. Now from here we learn you can't be matmin anything. Afilu k'deire chayse. Oide v'loy evoish, I can't begin to understand the Tosfos. What is the lomdus that one is permitted to be mashe akdeira chayso erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos? There's a lomdus to it. The lomdus we learned in the first Peirik is as follows. Because since it is Chazal asa to be mashe anakira sheina grufa ktume, why? He might come and be mechate. So therefore Chazal asa. When will he come to be mechate? If there are possibilities, he might be able to eat this for the night sudeh. So Mamela will see it's not completely done, it's not cooked yet, so he'll be mechata, the nisayin will be too great. Masha Enken Kedere Chaisa, which is speaking about Boso, he took a big chunk of meat. That means that he realizes that for tonight it is impossible that it'll be ready for tonight, because he put it right before Shabbos, it takes a good 5 hours to cook. So for tonight, Suda, he's Mesiach Das. For tomorrow you don't need Chitui. For tomorrow you don't need Chitui. So Memele, so there's no Chash of Chitui. As long as I am assured that for tonight he has no intent of using it, so for tomorrow there's no Chash of Shema Yechat. But the Gemara is Mavur in the first Perek, that is Dafke by Boso. Other things which cook quickly, so even though you put it right before Shabbos, there's no heter of Kedei Rechaise. Dafke by Boso, there's such a loche. So Memele, I don't understand. Here we're speaking about water. By water, L'chayre this aloche does not apply. So how can you learn out from here that a filubik deiro chaisa, that is also awesome. Water lechayre is not kedeiro chaisa, because water can cook much more quickly than meat, yeah? Let us go further. Amar ula haloche ka anshei Tveria. That we don't paskin like the Chachomim who asked this unique idea. We paskin like anshei Tveria. Amale Rav Nachman, no, kvar tavrinu anshei Tveria lesilunayu. They broke the pipe already. They themselves were chayzer. So you don't have any soivrim that hold that it is mutter. Rashi l'silunayu l'siloinim shalem shechozlubem, they themselves were choyza. Maise she'osu anshei Tveria. So the Gemara says that they asked, the Mishnah says, that omolam chachomim im b'shabes kechamim shehuchmu b'shabes basurim berechitza u'beshtiye. In Biyontev, Kechamim Shuchme Biyontev, Asurim Berechitze, Umotorim Beshtiye. So we learn over here that Chamim Shehuchmu Beshabes, Chamim Shehuchmu Biyontev is also Berechitze. So the Gemara asks, my Rechitze, what kind of Rechitze are we speaking about? Eleima Rechitzes Kol Gufoy, if we're speaking about Rechitzes Kol Gufoy, to wash his whole goof, his whole body, Alachamim shehuchmu b'shabes hu dasurim. So then, is it chamim shehuchmu b'shabes is also, or chamim shehuchmu b'yerev shabes mutarim? Because the Mishnah says that they asked it because kechamim shehuchmu b'shabes. So why say so? Is huchmu b'yerev shabes would be mutar? But Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, chamim shehuchmu b'yerev shabes. Lemocho roichets ben pono v'yodo v'raglo v'avoloi kol gufoi. We learned a baraisa that rechitze is osur kol gufoi afilu huchmu meyarev Shabbos. So how can we say that they asur kol gufoi because it's kehuchmu b'shabbos? Kol gufoi is osur afilu huchmu erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Elo ponov yodov raglov. So now we have to learn nitazai, that the Mishnah means that they asked this mayim for rechitzes ponov yodov raglov. If it would be huchmume erev Shabbos, so ponov yodov raglov is mutter. But since it was huchmu b'Shabbos, so ponov yodov raglov is also awesome. Eima seife, Biyontev, kechamim shehuchmu biyontev, asurim berechitze mutarim b'shtiye. Yontev, it is also berechitze.
Leimos nan stome kebeishamai. So lechayre, the Mishnah is going only according to Beishamai. Why? Asis, the Mishnah says that in Yontif, since it was Kuchma beYontif, so it is also Rechitzas Ponav Yodav Veragla. So lechayre, the Mishnah is only going according to Beishamai. This nan. Beishamai oimrim lo yecham odom chamim leraglo. A person is not permitted to warm up water in Yom Tov to wash his feet. Elim kein ruyim lishtiya. We'll see exactly what this means. But ruyim lishtiya means, the Rishonim say, unless he cooked it not for rechitz, he cooked it for shtiya. Then he's permitted to use it, if it was cooked for shtiya, so then he's permitted to use it for rechitz. But one is not permitted lechatchila to be mevashel chamim for rechitze, filo for rechitze sraglo, ubeis hillel matirim, and beis hillel is matir. So beis hillel holds one is permitted lehochim chamim lechitze sraglo. So bezoi, so what is pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that they asked it in yontev kechamim shehuchmu biyontev asurim berechitze. If the Mishnah is speaking about Ponav Yodav Araglov, Chamim Shuchma Beyontav is Mutav Rechitzes Ponav Yodav Araglov. So come out, the Mishnah is only going according to Beis, is only going according to Beis Shammai. Omar Ravike Bar Chananye, Lishtatevem Kol Gufa Yaskinom. No, we are speaking about Kol Gufoy, but we are not speaking about Rechitzas Kol Gufoy, we are speaking about Lehishtatev Behem Kol Gufoy. Hishtatev Behem means that you pour the water on him, it is like a shower, that's not called Rechitze, that is called Lehishtatev. Lehishtatev Behem Kol Gufoy is Mutter Bechamim Shehuchmu Erev Shabbos. Haitano Desanya. In our Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. Desanya, we learned in the Baraisa, La Yishtatev Odom Kol Gufoy. Bein Bechamin, U Bein Bezoinon, Dibre Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds that it's also Yishtatev Kol Gufoy. Bechamin Shehuchmu Erev Shabbos. Rab Shimon Matil, so that's what the Gemara is saying. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rab Shimon. We're speaking about Kol Gufoy. In Kol Gufoy, is Osar in Shituf in Yontif. If it was Hucham in Yontif, that's the Teretz of the Gemara. We're speaking about Kol Gufoy, and Shituf is Mut according, Lishtatev is Mut according to Rab Shimon. Rab Yehuda Oimer, Bechamin Osar B'Tzoinon Mutter. And Rab Yehuda says that Tzoinon is Mutter Lishtatev Behem, and Chamin is Osar. Let us see Rashi. Ru'uyin l'shtiye, Eisus Beis Shammai said that one is only permitted l'ilchaitz raglov if it is ru'uyin l'shtiye. So Rashi says the criteria is not that it is drinkable, no, the meichem l'hu l'shtiye. If he cooked it to drink, v'iboi roichitz b'hen pono. That means it's not a rome, that means he cooked it to drink and then later he changed his mind. So then he's permitted to use it for rechitze, because b'shas melochei he was doing it l'tzeich eichel nefesh. Lehishtatev shenoisein al gufoy umishtatev. Exactly what the translation of the last umishtatev is, I don't understand. Lehishtatev is shenoisein al gufoy. V'hai tane rab shimin hi. The matter lishtatev kol gufay b'shabes b'chamin sheuchma miyarev shabes. V'haynu dekoma, so now we know pshat in the Mishnah. Kechamim sheuchmu b'shabes also. That lishtatev kol gufay, since it has a din of chamim sheuchmu b'shabes also. Berechitza. Ho sheuchmu me'esmoil, shori, it would be mutter lishtatev. Beyontev, kechamim, shehuchma beyontev, va'osa berechitze, So the Gemara had a shaila. What is Pshat in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah it says that that is Kechamim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos, and therefore it is also. So the Gemara says, what are we speaking about? We are speaking about Daf Kepon of Yodav Ragel, because Kechamim Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, one is not permitted, Lilchaitz Kol Gufay, El Upon of Yodav Ragel. So the Mishnah is speaking about Pon of Yodav Ragel. Hakel, and then there was a kasha from the Sefer. So Taisva says, Hakel hayochel edagdek mi Sefer. Why? The Ketani biyontev kechamin shehuchmu biyontev. That it is also berechitze, kechamin shehuchmu biyontev. Ilema rechitzes kol gufoi, if it is speaking about rechitzes kol gufoi, hahuchmu merev yontev, shari. So why says rechitze kol gufoi is muta berev yontev? Kol kamen, weiter we have and af mem, there's a bereise, also rechitze biyontev. The Kamar, the Gemara says that if one was mechen and merchetz erev yontev, lemorcha nichnas umezia. So yontev is permitted to go into the merchetz umezia. Mezia means he's allowed to sweat from the merchetz. Avol roichetz loy. V'davke shtife shori bebeis achitzoin. Shtife betzoinon, I think it is speaking about over there. So Taisus is asking, if side by side the kasha is from the Sefer, and side by side the kasha is built from a baraisa, so why do you have to start from the reisha to prove that the reisha is speaking about pon of yodav raglov, and then say, so the Sefer is also speaking about pon of yodav raglov, and then there's a kasha, so it's going according to Beishamina Beisil. Start direct from the Sefer. I have a baraisa that in Yontev is also rechitzes kol gufo. It has to be talking about Pon of Yodav Raglov, and so it's the kasha. Why do you have to start from the reish and go to the Sefer? El derech hashas ma sheyocha ledagdik mireishe medagdik. Umi ukoshe l'rashbe, l'rashbe is another kasha. But however the kasha was, the kasha was built from a baraisa. It's the Gemara started from the Reisha. The Reisha can be speaking about Kol Gufoi, because Kol Gufoi, the Braise says that it is also Lilchaitz Kol Gufoi b'mayim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. So Taisvis asks, Mil Koshel Rashim demi Gufa de Masnisen ava motzi lemeidik, b'loi hach Braise de Maise. Midiktoni va'asurim b'shtir. If the Mishnah says that it is also b'shtiyah, it is also afilu to drink the water, kol shkein ponov yodov v'raglov da'asiri. That means that it's, this is the, if there's an isur shtiyah, so we also to derive benefit at all from the water. So the mele, so the chitzis ponov yodov v'raglov is also also. So the Gemara could have asked the kasha, I feel it without bringing any b'raisa whatsoever. Elo im kein ruyin l'shtir. Nira l'ri. So the Lashon of Beis Shammai is very misleading. The Lashon of Beis Shammai seems to say that if the water is roy l'shtir, so then one is permitted to be mechamim et l'shem l'chitze. One is not permitted to be mechamim l'chitzes raglov, unless it is roi l'shti. So Taisva says that is not the correct pshat. Nira l'ri, davke shem mechamim oisom l'tzoy r'shti. The way Rashi said, that Beis Shammai was only matter if he warmed it up l'tzoy r'shti. Avo l'tzoy r'chitze, avo gav deruyim l'shti, osri Beis Shammai. But the Royal Ishtia alone will not be a matter if he's Mechame Midla Tzairach Achitz. Why? The last Lahu Mitoich Bei Shammai does not hold Mitoich. Rabbi Keveger in Gilyan Ashas asks Akasha, and before we'll see Rabbi Keveger in the Veinik, let us be Magdir. There's a din of Mitoich and there's a din of Hoyo. Mitoich is as follows. The halach of Mitoich is, which is the machlokes Bei Shammai and Bei Silu, mitoich shehutra havora letzeirech oichel nefesh. We learn now from a posik that meleches oichel nefesh is mutter. So we learn now beisil alone. So it is hutter shalei letzeirech oichel nefesh. Stamazay atzeirech yontev is also mutter. That is the svara of mitoich. That means the teire was matter meleches havora, meleches bishul for a purpose of oichel nefesh. So we learn. Mavdafka oichel nefesh, all purposes which are tzeirich yantiv is also mutter. So if I want to make a fire in order to have chamim lochitze, it should also be mutter. The Torah was matter havore for this purpose, it should be mutter for another purpose also. Now, according to this lomdus of mitoich, so it doesn't matter if this water is drinkable, if it's not drinkable. We're speaking about the Torah was matam alocha for purposes. So memele, if for this purpose it's mutter for that purpose also. So what is Taisvis adding? Avagav de ruyim lilishtiyah, even though it's roilishtiyah, it's also also. What's the mile of roilishtiyah? Now there's another svara. There's a svara, the Gemara in Psachim says, Hoyo. Gemara in Psachim says as follows. Hamevashel miyontev lechoyl. If a person will be cooking, shaloy letzairich yontev. The etzem melach is shaloy letzairich yontev. There's a svara, but since there's a possibility that it might be used for yontev, so memele, he doesn't get malchus because the pula that he's doing, even though the intent is wrong, but since it might end up being meleches bishul letzeirich yontiv, so therefore one doesn't get malchus. That is the lomdus of hoyul. Now, if we would be applying the lomdus of hoyul, so then Taisus makes a lot of sense. I'm a mele. So Taisus should have said as follows. Taisus should have said that perhaps one would say that according to Beis Shammai, if a person cooks water, that is roi lishtiyeh, so hoyu roi lishtiyeh. So since there's a possibility that it might end up being drunk and yontev, so even though he's cooking it l'tzarech achitzeh, it's mutter. But if that would be the kavon of Taisus, so Taisus should have felt nice, Aval gav de ruin lishtiye, osrei bei shamoi, de les lehoyl. But Taisus makes a kugel over here. Taisus chaps on the lomdus of hoyl, and Taisus is mesayim, de les leh mitoich. Now, ruin lishtiye is bechlau naramayle in mitoich. That is Rabbi Keveger's kash. Let us see Rabbi Keveger in Gilyan Ashas. So Rabbi Keveger asks as follows, divreim tzorichim. The Le'inyin Mitoich, if we're speaking about the Lomdus of Mitoich, Ma Hefrish Bein Ruyim, Oy Einem Ruyim. So what's the difference if it's Roy or it's not Roy? The Lomdus of Mitoich is, I can cook it for a different purpose. I don't need a Tzoyrech Oichel Nefesh. A Tzoyrech Yontev is also sufficient. V'Re'isi Berashbo, Shehoisev, Uman de lesley mitoich, lesley hoyl. If you don't hold mitoich, you don't hold hoyl. He says, v'yisoid ze nistar mipirchas agmor epsochim daf mem zayin amet beis, v'may shekosev a teis v'sham, so memeilev et zorach yin godol. Teis says that mitoich and hoyl are two separate svaris. One isn't totally in the other. You don't have to hold mitoich, and you could say the svar of hoyl. So Memele, so the Lashon of Taisvis is very difficult to understand. So what is Taisin Avagav the Ruin Lishtiya Osri Beishame the Leslay Mitoich? Okaponim, so let's forget about that difficulty. And so Taisin says Bekitzer, Beishame doesn't hold Mitoich. So Memele, so one is not permitted to be Mechamim Mayim Letzayr Chachitzer. Or the Perik Beis de Beye Osri Beishame Medure Lehishamim Kenegdo. We find a similar halacha. Beishami holds one is not permitted to make a fire in order to warm himself up, because it's also not a tzayach haichol nefesh. Va'avol gav deruhu yehi levashol velefois. If you'll say ruyin lishtiyah is sufficient, so havorah should also be muta, because this fire is roi to cook on. So you see, there's no such svar. We don't have to go figure out what Bekiyas. The I shorul bei shamai letzoyrech rechitze mishum deruuyin l'shtiyah. If there is such a svara, that since it's roi l'shtiyah, so memeila letzoyrech rechitze is also mutter. In kein leyosi mas nissen afiluke bei shamai. So our mission is not going according to bei shamai. Why? The ktoni va'asurim berechitze umutorim b'shtiyah. The Mishnah says that this water that was cooked in Yontav is also berechitze umutorim b'shtiyah. Umi diktoni umutorim b'shtiyah mechlal deruyin l'shtiyah. This pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is also speaking about that it's roi l'shtiyah. And aval pikein it says that it is also berechitze, because it's kemayim shehuchmu b'yontav. So you see, klo, that mayim shehuchmu b'yontav, l'tzayach rechitze, is also, even though it's roi l'shtiyah. The Gemara did not ask, the Mishnah doesn't even go according to Beis Shammai. The Gemara said that the Mishnah is going only according to Beis Shammai. Elavadai loyishoru Beis Shammai, elot sha'isa l'tzayach rechitze, the way Rashi said. I mean, the Loshna is labdavke. Not only ruin l'shtiyah, Beishami doesn't hold of mitoich. So the only purpose one is permitted to cook water is if he's cooking it l'tzayir l'shtiyah. So now the Ri says the yochel lechamim afilu b'yoisa michdei shtiyah. The Ri says that one is permitted to, according to Beishami, if he's cooking it for shtiyah, so let's say he wants a glass of tea, which involves, let's say, a revius of water, he's permitted to put up a gallon of water. Yochel lechamim afilu b'yoisa michdei shtiyah. Ki da'oma b'peirik ado, that there's a heter of ribuy b'shiyur. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, it was a maise that Zman Chazal, it was necessary after the bris, after the bris, to be reichetz the rach animal. And if not, it was a sakona to make the bris. There was a maise in the Gemara Neirevin that nishtapa chamimi, there was no hot water. The hot water that was prepared before Shabbos spilled out. So there's a problem. What should they do? So the Gemara says, Nishayla le'ime. Let's ask, maybe the mother needs hot water. The mother, there's a few pshatim in Taisvus and Gittin, what this Nishayla le'ime means. One pshat Nishayla le'ime means that the mother didn't have a chayla shein by sakone. So, in for chayla shein by sakone, one is permitted to do amaloch al yidei akum. So if she needs the water, nishayile le'ime. Let's ask, maybe she needs some hot water. And itzricha, if she needs hot water, nechaymoy agavime. So we'll add some water. So let's say she needs two revius, and we'll put up 10 revius, and we'll have water for the rachanim also. So Memele, so Taisva says, we see there is a heta of ribui b'shiyurin. So Memele, so Taisva says, the lomdus of ribui b'shiyurin is as follows. That, let's say you have a pot, and I'm permitted to put the pot al ha'esh for one revi'is, because I want to drink one revi'is. So before I put the pot on the esh, I'll fill up the pot, let's say, with 10 revi'is of mine, which is not doing anything. And now I'll take the pot of 10 revi'is and I'm putting it al ha'esh. So the pula of putting it al ha'esh is mutter because of the one revi'is. I'm not doing a pu'ula noisefes with the other 9 revi'isin. No, it comes out as a ribuy bishiyurim. My pu'ula sabishul is causing that 10 revi'isin are going to get cooked. So Taisva says, ribuy bishiyurim is mutter. As we see in the Gemara in Erevin, that they would be permitted to tell a goy to warm up 10 revi'isin, even though the mother only needs 1 revi'is. So Taisva says, Hu Adin, the one will be permitted to warm up 10 revi'is in Yontav, even though he only needs 1 revi'is, Lutzei Rishtir. Now this Rabbi Kevega also doesn't understand. Let us see Rabbi Kevega in Gilyan Hashas, Koshali. Lamai Hutzchuchu L'Rayezu. If Taisva wanted to prove to us that Ribi Vishiyurim is Mutter B'Yontav, so Taisva brought the wrong address. That Gemara is speaking about Tzorech Mila, the Efshel of Tzorech Mila. They were speaking about in the Rishash's Moisef, there was Amira La'akum. It was Amira La'akum and L'Tzorech Mila. So Memele, so could be this Kugel, this combination is Mutter. But how could Taisvus derive from this that a Yisroel is permitted to put up 10 revi'isin of mayim letzeirach rechitze in yontif? You don't have a raya from Yene Gemara. Yene Gemara is speaking about a mire la'akum letzeirach mile. And this is a mais of Yisrael letzeirach rechitze. So where do you see such a thing? So Rabbi Kevega asked Taisa should have brought up a feirish a barais in beye. Ise barais aruche bebeye memalei nachtaim chovis mayim. A nachtem is permitted to be memale, a full barrel with water, afal pishein tzorech elo lakitei nechel. So you see, klo, that ribi bishurim is mutter. So that's Rabbi Kevega's kash. Vidavke, so then Taisva says, Safilo, we say according to Beishama, if the intent is, he's putting it up for his glass of tea, he's permitted to put up a large pot for his glass of tea, but there's a limit of how much water he can put up. So Taisa says, V'davke b'chdei shir l'raglo. So much he can put up. Ava l'tzeirech kol gufoi loy. L'tzeirech kol gufoi, that is also. There's no heta of ribi b'shir. V'haynu taime. So Be'etzem Taisus has to give a lundus. I mean, if there's a het of Riba B'Shiurim, so in Yisod, L'Tzeirich Raglav is also Osa. Be'Shamai doesn't hold of Mitoich. So the whole heter is of Riba B'Shiurim. Riba B'Shiurim is I'm permitted to, since I'm not doing a Pu'ula Yisayre, so, and the Etzem Pu'ula is Mutter for the Shir, so the Ribui Kochzach von sich allein. So, what svar is there to make to differentiate between shir raglov to shir kol gufoy? The Taisa says, "Al tzeich kol gufoy loy vayne taimish abalonim shudim depamim shechamim uikram luruchitze." That means if it will be permitted lilchitz kol gufoy, so memele, so then it could be that the those who took care of the melchatzois, they'll already be mechamim large amounts of water with shaloy letzeich shtiya bechlal. So that was Zicharasa. But when it only comes to the Chitzis Raglov, so there we're not handling with Balonim, we're just speaking about Balabatim. Balabatim, we don't have to be afraid. Ubeis Hillel Matirin. Mashme Davke L'Raglov. According to Beis Hillel is Matir, that's the Machlokes. V'shamrin L'Yechem Odom Chamin L'Raglov. Ubeis Hillel Matirin Chamin L'Raglov. But if he wants to be mechamim mayim letzeirech kol guf, he'll be yosa. Like, v'chein mashme b'kulu shmaiten. The machmirin b'chamim shuhuchmu b'yontev, Kechamin Shulchmo b'Shabbos. Lechitza is also and Chamim Shulchmo b'Yontev also. V'gozru al azeya b'Yontev k'may b'Shabbos k'dama b'beya b'meivi. They asked zeya otel lechitza ulekamon. In kein mash mesha also lasis havore mishum lechitza. So weist doch ois that it is also filled according to Beisilu to make a fire mishum rechit. Shim leikein lehe goizam alakzeye. The teme, the maishna. Why according to Beisilu? Beisilu holds me toich. Why is it also to be mechamim mayim lezoich rechitze? The maishna avore de rechitze me avore de zeye de shori midaraisa ke de mucha chosam. So just like one is permitted to make havore for zeh is not tzeirich achila. Now I say mitayich shehutcha letzeirich, hutcha shaloi letzeirich. So havore der chitze should also be mutas. It's a tzeirich hayoi. That's all what you need. Even though it's not a tzeirich achila. V'oimari b'shem riva, the rechitze eina ela letainuk. Rechitze skol gufoi is only, is for a tainuk. To do a malach el tzeirich tainug is also mugmar is also mugmar was also they went and they used to pour wine al ha'esh and there was an einig, there was a tainig, a beautiful reyach came out, so that's also why mishum de ein shove l'chol nefesh the maleches Oichel nefesh, or even though it's not oichel nefesh, it's tzeirich yontiv, mitzeirich shutra, for the tzeirich oichel nefesh, it's mutter kol tzrochim, that is davke a meloche, that everyone needs this meloche. A meloche ashove lechol nefesh. Just like oichel nefesh is shove lechol nefesh, so all other purposes also has to be shove lechol nefesh. That's why rechitze is also, because rechitze one doesn't have to wash bechamim each day. Only mefunokim needed this. So the melech is not a dover hashove lechol nefesh. Avol zeye shovehi lechol nefesh. The einay tainig ela lebris. Zeye is, that was a necessity. Oho desanya lekamon. Melchet shepokiku nikovov mi erev yontev lamocha nichnas umeziye. So there it would seem that they were only matter if the chimum was done erev yontev. What then afelohucham by bayayim? Elo nokat mi erev yontev afelohi davke meziye avul reichetzloi. Rechitze is also. Bein bechamin, bein bitzayna. We had over here a three-way machlokes by shittos lehishtatev. Rav Meir holds bein bechamin bein betzoinen. Rav Yehuda holds bechamin is also, and Rav Shimon is mata bechamin. Nira lari dahainu afilu chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Chamin shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos is also according to Rav Meir. The oiser afilu tzoina is also yasel tzoina. So Tainan is also, so Chamim Shehuchmu B'Yerev Shabbos is not better than Tainan. So Memele is according to Rav Meir that Asos Chamim, it's Afilu, is Chamim Erev Shabbos. Umistame, Bahane Chamim, also Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda also Asos Chamim Shenishamu M'Yerev Shabbos. Ba'oi, the mistome loy mairi b'di avdi yisure. So be nischamen b'shabes, so memela nisa was done. So memela, so mistome we're not speaking about that they did a nisa. Ba'hai tanahu dekoma, so who is the tana of our mishneh that holds if we'll be nischamen b'erev shabes, it would be muta? Haino Rab Shimon. So the our mishneh is going according to Rab Shimon. Ba'oidai mari de yesh leichiach de bechamim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos pligi. That the machloikis is by chamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Oma beperik chavis, the Gemara says as follows. Ma chamet ver yechamin, af meimore chamin. Speaking about, there the Mishnah is speaking about something else. That horeichet, the chamet ver ye, or meimore, so there it's speaking about if he's permitted to wipe himself. It was a gzeire, he might come and be soichet to the sadden. So upon him, so there it says, ha-reichet b'chame tverye n'mei ma'ore. So the Gemara says, ma'chame tverye chamin, af mei ma'ore chamin. Ha-reichet the eved ein l'chadchil uloi. That means he wasn't permitted to wash himself. So the Gemara says, michlal, if it wouldn't be rechitz, it would only be shittav. Afilu lechatchila. Mani Rab Shimini. So the Gemara says, Yana Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimini. The Sanye lo yishtatev. And Rab Shimini is mad. Ve'i b'shehuchmu b'shabes pligi. If I would say that the whole machlokes is speaking about huchmu b'shabes. Avo me'erev shabes. Shori Rab Yudi. Rab Yudi is also mad. So why do you have to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon? Aroich et tafke rechitz is also by the end. Obo shitov is mutter af lechatchile look me ke Rab Yehuda bohuchma me Erev Shabbos. Dor dum yedecham etver yektoni, which is also huchmu me Erev Shabbos. So since the Gemara is that's ein, tafke according to Rab Shimon, so weiss tachoyis that tafke according to Rab Shimon, it is muta by huchmu erev Shabbos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chizde. So Rav Chizde said, machloikis bekeili. The whole machloikis of these three tanoim that Rabbi Yehuda answers, only Rav Shimon is matter, that's davke bekeili. But if the shituf is done with water that was in kalke, divrei hakel muta. The very shveri gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Bekeili, the roya imer hayayim huchmu. If a person sees hot water in a keili, so he says, Hayayim huchmu. How is it still hot today? So my stomach was warmed up today. Umuchacha milse de tolde sa'ur ninhu. Va'osi lahochim v'shabes. Ki goin noisen tzaynam v'chamen. The Chodesh Ha'aviv explains Pshat and Rashi as follows. It seems if one sees a keli with hot water in it, and now one wants to be mishtatef with this hot water, then they pour this hot water on him. So people will see, how is this water hot? Hayayim uchmu, it got hot. So the Chodesh Aviv says, what would people think? He put it on the fire? It's a Shabbos, but todach nishkochen in Shabbos. So how did it get hot? So the thing, Mistami was mevashel betel de sa'esh. Mistami put it on a hot pot, and that's how it got hot. So memele, va'osi lohochim b'shabes, kegoy nois in tzaynen b'chamen. He says, that's the mistake that people will make. People will make a mistake that one is permitted lechamen al yedei tel de sa'ul. So memela, if told the sa'ur is muta, so a person will put cold water and hot water also, which is also toldei sa'ur, toldei sa'ish. So that is davke. So davke akeli is misleading, because muchachamilsa the toldei sa'ur minu. Vosilachem b'shabes. Avol b'kalke. But if the water was first put in kalk, kigoin ambatoi shal melchetzois, vehein chamihu, and this was put into kalk, muta, the botli luhu mitayres chamin. People do not realize that this is chamin, usually when one wants to use chamim, it is spilled directly from the keli on the person. It was first spilled into the ambatye, so memela, botlu mita, people don't realize it's chamim. They will not come to the conclusion that it is, that it was, nizbashel b'shabbos. Memela, so there was no gzeira. So what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is saying that shituf is mutter afilu. Es ist der Hohmachleik, es hab Yehuden Reb Shimon es darf, gif is mishtatev bechamen bekeile. But it was mishtatev bechamen, shenich nesu lekarke, so there's no issa. That's what Rav Chisda said. Machleik is bekeile. Aber bekarke divrei hakel mutter. Vomai se da anshei tverje bekarke havi vi osru l'rabonon. So the Gemara says, how could you say such a thing? The Meisen Anshei Tverje was Bekarke. And there they also asked Shituf. Vi Osru L'Rabbonon. It's a tremendous problem, which we'll today not speak about. The Mishnah is speaking about Chamim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. They're speaking about Chamim Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. So what's the Dinyan? That is a tremendous problem. But let us go further. Hello, Yitmo. So the Gemara says, you're right. So you see that they asked Afilu, Bekarke. So the Gemara says, Hello, Yitmo, Hochi Yitmo. Machloikes Bekarke. The Machloikes is Bekarke. Then there's a Machloikes. Avo Bekli, Divrei Hakel also. Bekli, everyone holds that it is also Afilu Rav Shimon. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone, Omar Rav Yechanan, Aloche ke Rav Yehuda. Aloche we pass like Rav Yehuda, that Chamin is also, and Tzainon is Mutter. Omar Le Rav Yosef, Befeir Shmi Aloch, Oy Meklol Shmi Aloch. How, did you hear this Befeir Shmi Rav Yechanan, or you derived it from a cloud? My Klol. Omar Rav Tanchem, Omar Rav Yechanan, Omar Rav Yanai, Omar Rabbi. Kol mokim shata moitzi shnayim chalukim ve'echot machia halochi kedivrei hamachia. That whenever you have a three-way machloikis and there's a third shita that is machia between the two shitas, halochi kedivrei hamachia chutz mikulei matlonios, which we had heard in Daf Chof Tesom et Aleph. There was a machlokes tanoim over there, the mekabeltum and not mekabeltum, shafal pish Rabbi Lezer machmer, Rabbi Yeshua meikel, Rabbi Kiva machia, ein aloche kedivrei hamachia. There we don't pasken like the machia. Chode the Rabbi Kiva talmetu, v'oy ohode bei Rabbi Kiva legabi the Rabbi Yeshua. So there we don't pasken according to the machia. Let us see Rashi, v'maisa dan she'tverya alma b'milsayu kaimen. Hodar bei Rabbi Kiva, k'da oma b'pirkin d'lel. Loshen machia, what does machia mean? Machbid. Mate kach moznayim, if you have a equal scale, u'machia eshekenegdo. K'goin hoche. B'chamen osa. He asad, Rabbi Yuda asad chamen. Hashta havalei. Rab Shimon, the mater bechamen, yochid bemokim shnayim. There are two that ask the chamen. Nimtze Rab Yehuda, machmed es kacha mishkoilis, sherei Rab Yehuda im Rab Meir, shovim le'isa. Ubetoinon muter, havalei Rab Meir betoinon, yochid bemokim shnayim. Nimtze Rab Yehuda, machmed es kacha mishkoilis.